Look at you go, knocking stuff out, letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen with you. Bill Bush with us for the first hour and a half. He is doing a speech for the last hour, so just us two. Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at NEBCO. NEBCO is hiring CDL drivers for ready-mixed concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com or go to ReadyMixedConcrete.com. NEBCO, wonderful company. It's been around since 1908 in Lincoln. We want to plug once again, if you missed out on the Garth Glissman interview or any podcast, you can always go back and listen to this show via podcast on any app, Spotify, Apple, wherever you find your podcast, or just rewatch the show on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you want to watch. We are available in any capacity. So people can find us in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I don't think we've made any egregious mistakes today. The show's usually fairly entertaining.
On that note, before we get to Bryce Williams, Jesse on the text line says this: I woke up today kind of down in the dumps. And then after listening to you talk about Nebraska basketball, I am spiraling into depression.
Glad we could help.
Thank you. You're welcome, Jesse. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Jesse, how do we sugarcoat
There's one nowhere of the most, here but to go but up here.
How do you sugarcoat one of the most epic collapses in Nebraska sports history? How do you sugarcoat it? How do you sugarcoat not reaching or not winning an NCAA tournament game in 6 years? How do you sugarcoat that?
You can't. Right? And if you try, I'll yell at you.
Okay. But I don't. We don't want to depress anybody, so we're going to turn the conversation in a more positive direction.
Yes, because we're going to talk about Nebraska basketball in a positive
yes,
way.
Yes, we are.
We all know, as Sip just said, it was a horrendous finish to the season. Nebraska collapsed and missed the Big Ten tournament and the NCAA tournament. But there is a player that carried them all year long, and really the last 2 years. And his name, of course, is Bryce Williams. Now, my question would be at 464-5685, where does Bryce Williams rank among all-time greats with Nebraska basketball? Again, only 2 years, can't have a four-year career to compare all these stats to and career points. But in 2 years, coming from Charlotte, he was more than remarkable at Nebraska. Sip.
Yeah, I don't think you're overstating it.
He should be a first-team Big Ten, all-Big Ten. Now, we'll see if they punish Nebraska because they finished 16th, but he should be all-Big Ten first-team.
You wonder, yes.
Should be. Should.
I think he did enough to carry that label. Now, as far as where he sits in terms of, I don't know what's going on with my cough. All-time greats. He's definitely, I just don't think you could convince me that he's not one of the top five all-time scorers, shooters, offensive players. I mean, I've watched, Jake, and you know this, I've watched Nebraska basketball closely for 53 years. And I saw the greats. I saw Dave Hoppin. I'm not He's not. I'm not putting him in Dave Hoppins' category. I'm not going to do that. Dave Hoppins, Nebraska's all-time leading scorer. It's a little apples oranges because he was a back to the basket center
and here for 4 years also.
Yeah, you know, he was a jump hook. Now he wasn't all back to the basket. He could face it too and get stuff done. But he's 6'11", different player. When I think of like players more in Bryce Williams' mold, I immediately think of Pike. Pike was a better long range shooter.
Yes, he was.
But Pike wasn't just a long range shooter. Pike was a dynamic athlete, built like a championship level swimmer with those long arms. But then you got to consider Strick. I mean, Strick's different because he wasn't a player like Bryce in that he wasn't, you know, his scoring wasn't his main thing. Eric could score, obviously, but he was known as a tenacious, just hardcore defender. Had game offensively too, but so different. So it's some of it is in what you're looking for. Some of the comparisons are really hard to make, but you just won't convince me that Bryce isn't one of the top five all-time best offensive players.
And you didn't mention Tyronn Lue at all. There.
Lou would be in the top five offensive players because of his just sheer quickness and scoring ability and, you know, ability to deal the ball. He's a point guard. He's a fabulous point guard. It's hard. Jake, you can help me with this. I always think of the best inside-outside tandems at Nebraska. It's either Lou Vinson or Brian Carr Hoppin. Those were the best I could. When you just say, God, if a team can have a great point guard and a big man, those are the tandems I think of. Vinson and Lou were incredible duo. Incredible duo. Maybe I'm missing something.
And they made a dance. They made the tournament. And that's why you're saying there's nobody since then you could say. And guess what? They've made the tournament twice in a 27-year span.
Right.
That's pretty telling that you haven't had a duo you can count on in terms of a point guard and a big guy to get you buckets.
Okay, right. Now, there's going to be older generation Nebraska fans are going to be shouting into the radio, Sipple, Jerry Fort. Now, that's before your time. It's almost before my time. I got onto Nebraska basketball in part because of Jerry Fort. Jake, you would have loved him. You would have loved him. Fort averaged 20 points in 1975. 19 points in 1976. So the 74-75 season, he averaged 20. The 75-76 season, he averaged 19. I was 10 years old, and that's when I really, really, really was starting to follow Nebraska basketball closely. He was the first Husker. You'll get this. This will resonate with you. He earned all Big Eight honors three straight seasons. He was that guy.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
That's significant. Okay, that matters.
So put it this way, too. He's a third-round pick of the Celtics. Third round. Now, is Bryce going to be is he going to get picked?
I was talking to a scout I'll keep unnamed. Someone that is, you know, doesn't see Bryce as an NBA player.
That surprises me.
Now, because you brought up the comparison, at least in college, to Piatkowski and Strick. Mm-hmm. Both long-term NBA players played, you know, 8-plus years in the league. Both those guys did. But this person just, you know, loves Bryce Williams, just thinks he's kind of a tweener when it comes to the NBA.
He is kind of a tweener.
If you're going to be a tweener, you got to be exceptional at something. Bryce is not an exceptional three-point shooter. He's good.
No, he's not.
He's an exceptional.
Okay, now hold on, though. Hold on there. That's just one scout's opinion.
One scout.
I got to be a little careful. I watched, I would say, quite a bit of NBA, okay? I'd have to be more thoroughly convinced why Bryce can't play in the NBA. I watch it and think, yeah, he can. I don't think he's going to be a starter, but I see guys in the NBA that have flaws in their game, but don't score like him.
Bryce.
And he can develop a three-point shot.
He could.
He has a three-point shot already. He can develop at a higher level. It happens all the time. You know, Jake, that guys still develop. I'll give you an example.
I know.
Ty Jerome. Do you know who that
I
is?
I do, for the Cavaliers.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. He came in as a player that people wondered about because his body wasn't particularly well developed and he wasn't a great defender. But you know what now? You know what they're talking about, Ty Jerome now? Sixth man of the year. I watched him in Oklahoma City and I thought, Alex, what the hell's happened to Ty Jerome? He looks like a different player. He's, you know, he developed when he got to the NBA. That can happen, you know. It can happen.
I feel like you're mad at me. Don't get mad at the scout, not me. I was giving a report from the scout.
Well, scout knows
more. I hope Bryce Williams can make the NBA, and he has a chance to make the league and play several years. But here's the problem.
What?
Is that Bryce Williams' game is great for the NBA of 30 years ago. It's not right now.
Now, hold on.
Yes, he can develop.
No, hold
Bryce Williams, we commented because we loved it, how he was so good at mid-range, and nobody in the conference does it like him. Nobody. He had a game that nobody else had in the Big Ten, but that game is a little bit foreign right now to the NBA.
Look at you go, knocking stuff out, letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you've got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hold on.
Do you see a lot of mid-range in the NBA right now?
No.
It's 40. It's 63 point attempts a game or driving the hoop and getting a dunk or a layup.
You see some. I mean, SGA at Oklahoma City has all three levels.
But Bryce is, again, his forte. Where if you had to say what is his forte as a player, it is the mid-range.
I know.
And that's a compliment. I'm not taking a shot at Bryce, but that's just not right now professional basketball is at.
Okay. But you made this declarative statement that his game doesn't fit the NBA, right? That's kind of what you said. I don't agree with that. It doesn't fit it perfectly. I'll give you that. It doesn't fit it perfectly. But anytime a guy can shoot like that, like Bryce, in it can fit. And it's not like he doesn't have a three-point shot. It's not Raleigh. We're not talking about Raleigh Worcester. No offense to Raleigh.
If we did.
No offense.
Raleigh knows that.
Look up Bryce's three-point shooting while I'm talking. He can continue to develop that. It's not bad right now. He can shoot a three-pointer, Jake. It's not terrible. I think it's probably in the 35% range is what we're talking about.
Bryce this year was actually a 35%
three-point shooter. That's what I just said, 35%.
I thought you said 30.
Yeah, 35. 30. Which isn't bad.
And look, if you look at his career, here's the stats. Going back to Charlotte, at three-point percentages, he was 30% his freshman year there, mm-hmm. and then the next 43% COVID year mm-hmm. in 25 games. That's really good. And then 39%, 38% last year, 35% this year.
So what are we talking about here? Why are you pigeonholing him into a mid-range guy?
If he is that good, he should be shooting it more than from the outside.
Trying to get out of this one.
Yeah, I am. A little bit. Those are pretty good stats.
Now, the original topic was not to debate whether he's an NBA player
or not.
But that is part of the discussion. I mean, if he is what I think, which is one of Nebraska's all-time five best offensive players, then he probably should at least knock on the door of an NBA career. And I think, see, I think he will, because I watched the NBA. You better be able to shoot it. And he can. And he can, and he, the other thing he does, and you notice this, Jake, he gets shots pretty easily most of the time.
Can.
Not against Iowa. I don't know what the hell Iowa was doing.
Double-teamed him.
Yeah, they double-teamed him a lot. He's not going to get doubled in the NBA. You know that.
Here's a text from Phil on the text line. 464-5685. He says, Bryce was great this year. I'm not sure that he's better than Duran Petaway or James Palmer. He will be known as one of our greats who didn't lead us anywhere, not even the conference tournament. Last year was K-State and Rink's team, so I don't think he gets credit for that. All the players that we consider program greats seem to lead us to tournament appearances, but Bryce won't have it on the resume, although he's on the team last year. He was not the leader of the team.
I love Palmer. He's one of my all-time favorite Nebraska players. I'll take Bryce over Palmer because Bryce is a better pure shooter.
I love Palmer.
Palmer
love
could
guy.
Really get to the rim.
He could get going, too.
Right.
He could score.
He could. But wouldn't you agree that Bryce is a better pure shooter? Come on.
I thought James was a pretty good shooter, though.
Pretty good shooter, but I thought James was the best going to the basket.
He was, which is important.
He was really strong at the basket. And he squared his shoulders up and got up in traffic really well.
But did you think he'd be an NBA player, James Palmer?
Not really.
He was a perennial G League player is what he was.
I didn't think he would be because of his limitations as an outside shooter.
Okay. I think the comparison of Bryce and James is really fair.
I like Bryce better because Bryce, I don't think, now you correct me if you're wrong. If I'm wrong here, and this is my opinion, I don't think James could have played point guard under any circumstances.
No.
Okay, well, Bryce could. Bryce could.
He was forced to.
Well, he could, though.
He
did it, and he could. It looked okay. He can handle it, and he's smart. Oh, I'm pretty bullish on him getting on an NBA roster, Bryce, because he is just an exceptional offensive player. Smart. It's not just – so I'm not just saying – he has a nice shooting stroke. That's not what I'm getting at. His acumen is great. He knows what to do with the ball. He knows when to take a shot and when not to. He gets in positions really well to score. You see what I'm saying?
I feel like I think I'm rooting again. I'm rooting for him. I'm a fan of Bryce Williams.
I know you are. No, I know you are. I know you are.
I want him to succeed. I would love to see Bryce Williams in the NBA. And I'm again, it's one person's thoughts I talked to that doesn't see him as an NBA player.
I get it, too.
Maybe others, maybe he has, goes to the NBA's version of the combine and is successful.
I'd like to hear Strick's thoughts. He's probably given them. I haven't heard him. Now, here's the thing. You can't tell me. And here's what you can't tell me. Well, he can't defend. Yeah, he can defend. He's a decent defender, right? Bryce
is a good defender.
Yeah.
He is a good defender.
He can handle it. He played point, and it wasn't – when he played point, you didn't go, oh, my God, they can't do this.
No, I said, oh, my God, why does it have to be this, though? Why does our best player, shooting guard, have to play point guard? That was me more mad about the situation of the point guard play, not at him.
I'll be really, really – okay, I don't mind saying it. I'll be really surprised if he's not on an NBA roster. I just think when he goes to – those tryouts that they have, if he goes to a combine, people will see that shot up close, how pure it is. They'll understand his demeanor. That's the other thing about Bryce. You don't have to worry about him. He's mature. He's NBA ready from a maturity standpoint.
Mr. Cub, I agree with this. He says, Palmer was an alpha dog. He was an alpha. Bryce does not seem to have that instinct. I'm still a huge fan, but that is why he would lean more Palmer in terms of better potential NBA player. And it didn't work out for James in the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Oh, James was an alpha.
He was a dude.
I just think that Bryce, the case I made is this. You could play Bryce at point guard. You couldn't do it with Palmer. Bryce is a better pure shooter than Palmer. Now Palmer, he was so strong-shouldered, and he got up in traffic and got the ball off the glass really well. Remember that?
Yeah. Well, him and Petaway were both great drivers of the ball.
Right.
Petaway was really good at that, too.
Palmer was a little stronger.
Yes, he was. Agreed.
And he could get the ball up on the glass in traffic. Now, Bryce is a good – he can drive, too. He's not as strong, probably not as powerful as James, but when he got – going downhill, it was pretty impressive, right? What you saw?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I can't keep him out of the top five, but man, it's hard. Here's the thing. You start talking about guys like Belcher, like a guy like Cookie Belcher.
Like,
There's been obviously a lot of great players that weren't necessarily great scorers like Belcher, but would you take Belcher over Williams? You could probably make a case, right?
Elite defender.
Right.
Elite defender.
And could score a little bit.
Could score.
It's a tough discussion. I just keep it to offensive players, and I think I can get Bryce in my top five all time. You know, I think, you know, you're talking about a guy like Andre Smith, who, again, some of these guys are, you just don't remember them. You don't. Andre Smith was a really good scorer as a big. Alex Marich was a really good scorer as a big. See, Jerome Boone's the seventh all-time leading scorer in Nebraska history. I'd be interested in what Strick says. He was a 6'6" guard. Loved him. Loved his game. I'd take Bryce over him every day of the week. He's a seventh all-time leading scorer, and he was a 6'6" shooting guard. He was silky, beautiful player. Take Bryce over him every day. Every day. I don't know that I'd take Bryce over Strick, though. Wouldn't take him over Strick. But as a scorer, yes, I would.
Overall player, though.
No.
Great.
Strick,
elite defender.
Yeah, I'm not taking Bryce over Strick.
I mean, Strick played many years in the league.
Oh, yeah. He's a starter, I mean, for some of his career. So, no, I'm not. Not over Strick. It gets complicated, though, like Rich King. What do you do with Rich King in this discussion? Because he's a seven footer.
Right.
But, again, all-time scorers, I'm putting Bryce in the top five.
The point is that he belongs in this conversation. Whether he's, you know, where he is, he certainly belongs to be a top five consideration of all time. When we come back, a simple trade request, Sip, can land you a lot of money. If you're one player, we'll discuss who that is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Look at you go, knocking stuff out, letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you've got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.